I went to your website earlier. I saw that you and Graf have a song together. How did you make that happen?
He tweeted me and asked me to do song. Me and Graf, know each other for quite a few years, and it's something that we probably should have done a long time ago. So the fact that we were able to get it done today, and you know, the fact that we're still both very relevant enough for people to even care about it is pretty cool.
Cool, cool.
Okay, Joe, enough of the music talk for now. Question. So I checked out your, you know, I follow you on Twitter and you are very entertaining. Is there anything that you will not say? Like, are there any subjects that you will not touch? Because you kind of talk, you say, it's like you don't have a filter, which is cool.
And the funny part about that is that most of my tweets are very filtered.
What? Oh, no. Wait a minute. You're saying most of the tweets that you tweet are, that's you filtering yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I just want to go through and get clarification on some recent tweets that you have. You know, you tweeted this yesterday. You know, it's beef when you answer the phone and a chick doesn't even say hello. She just starts reading your tweets back to you. So does Twitter get you in trouble? In your personal life?
See, now to me, that tweet is extremely vague and that has me filtering.
That's you filtering?
That was me filtering.
But does
it would have been very, the actual story that happened mm-hmm. was much more entertaining than that tweet.
But so do some of your tweets get you in trouble though, like in your personal life?
People get people up. I'm not going to say in trouble because I'm a simple man. I do what I wanted to do. But because tweets normally make people that know the person tweeting feel a certain way.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
I learned that even in being single, women are, you know, I thought that, you know, when you're single, you're free, you do what you want, nobody can be jealous, nobody can say nothing to you. That's totally the opposite. Women still get jealous, and, you know, if you care about people's feelings, you try to filter certain tweets.
So, are you single right now?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. So, would you be, like, open to something like a date, like, for the love of Joe Butt? Like, would you be open to, like, a dating show or something like that, crazy like that?
If I would ever do anything like that, it would certainly have to be on my terms and all of my terms. I wouldn't do a, it certainly wouldn't be like a Flavor Flav show or a VJ show. That's number one. Number two, I'm extremely picky when it comes to women, so.
So what type of, in my mind, and I don't know you, in my mind, you're into video looking women, chicks. Am I off base there?
I couldn't hear what you said.
I said in my mind, and this is my perception of you, and obviously I don't know you at all, you're into, I'm trying to think of what kind of women do I think Joe Button likes. I'm thinking you're into like video chick looking women, which is cool. But am I right or am I wrong? What kind of women do you like?
No. That's another horrible misconception about me.
Okay.
I'm into women who look like they could be in a video.
Okay.
However, man is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
A man that doesn't like voluptuous women or you know, hips or ass or pretty face. Like, but man, like that's like, you know, who don't?
So what about personality-wise, outside of, you know, attractive women?
Well, I'm a Virgo, and Virgos are very much attracted to intelligence. Okay. You know, we need our women to have depth to them.
Okay.
And I noticed that those women in my life are, who I actually love and care about, are alpha women.
Okay.